sees my soul surround. Save, O God, my sinking soul, sinking where it feels no ground. In this gulf, this whirling hole, waiting aid with earnest dying, calling God with useless crying, dim and dry in me are found, eye to see and throat to sound. Wrongly set to work my woe, haters have I more than hairs, force in my afflicting foe, better still in me impairs, thus to pay and lose constrained what I never owed or gained. Yet say I learn goodness now, how my faults and follies grow. Mighty Lord, let not my case blight the rest that hope on thee. Let not Jacob's God deface all his friends in blush of me. Thine it is, thine only quarrel holds me thus in shame's apparel. Note nor spot nor least disgrace seal out eaten, with thy slender scourges beaten, while the shout of piercing's fight end at the army doth fight. If I weep and weeping fast, if in sackcloth sad I mourn, in my teeth the first they cast, to jest the last they turn. Now in streets with public prating, pouring out their inward hating, private now at banquets placed, singing songs of whiny taste. As for me, to thee I pray, Lord, in time of grace assign, gracious God, my kindest stay, in my aid be truly kind. Keep me safe from such admired, safe from flow and foes retired. Calm these waves, these waters bay, leave me not this woeful's prey. In the goodness of thy Lord, make answer to my moan. View my ill and rule my case in those mercies told by none. Let not by thy absence languish thy true servant drowned in anguish. Haste and here come apace, free my soul from foe's chain. To thee what needs be told, my reproach, my blot, my blame, since both these thou didst behold, and canst all my hater's name. Was afflicted, was I broken, waiting at some friendship's token, some I looked with me upon, but found all comfort cold. Comfort may not seem before, needing food they set me gold, vinegar they fill. lies in unseen to grow, and still ciphers to their sun. Writer, let them never go, never to thy justice come, but from it the book be crossed, where the good men live engrossed, while my God be poor and low, I shall mount from need and woe. Then by me his name with praise, then some praise shall be upborne, that shall more Jehovah please than the beast with hoof and horn. With what joy ye kindly grieved, shall your heat be then relieved, when Jehovah takes such ways, and fun to raise. Laud him then, O heavenly skies, earth with thine and seas with yours, for by him shall Zion rise, he shall build up Judah's towers. There his servants and their races shall as each fills us their places. There